this is Roger Carlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of December 23rd and news on the EDGE. First of all, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. I know people are kind of scurrying around getting travel plans done or last-minute shopping. It's really, you know, kind of such a festive time of the year, and we need it after the challenges of the summertime and then the hurricanes. Some events that are coming up in the EDGE District, want to thank everyone who came out for the Mezzo Market this latest weekend. It was record attendance. There were thousands and thousands of people that came out for that. Also wanted to give a congratulations to the 15th Street Farms nonprofit group. They had their recent ribbon cutting just, you know, a couple blocks outside of the EDGE District, and they grow their own food there, and they've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner, dining events, culinary classes, farming classes. They're helping build little urban farms all over St. Pete. So check them out at 15th Street Farm, 15THSTFarm.com. So definitely give some love to them. Great nonprofit. Emmanuel and his team are amazing. Some of the new businesses that have opened in the EDGE, Bar Mezzo, if you've not been to Miracle at Mezzo, you may be able to get in during the week. On the weekends, there is a line down the block to get in. So I haven't seen so many Santa hats in a long time, and it's just great fun to hear the holiday music playing from their location. They've got cafe seating outside, amazing drinks. So check them out at Bar Mezzo. That's from the Intermezzo group that has the coffee bar on the other side of the roundabout. A Sweet Green restaurant is open now, and I have to tell you, their portions are amazing. Their sauces are incredible. It's a scratch kitchen. I have the garlic steak bowl. It is enough for two meals. However, it was so scrumptious that I ate it all in one meal, so I was a little picky. But definitely check out Sweet Green Restaurant right next to Enigma Bar and Lounge. Another pop-up inside the district is the Sun Bear Coffee Roasters Cafe inside Sans Market. And I'm a big coffee fan, especially when I can get a nice hot cup of black coffee and have the taste, just that's all you need. And Sun Bear is one of those where I probably could have eaten the cup at the end. It was so good. So check them out inside Sans Market. They open at 9 a.m. The only day they're not open is Tuesdays. Sparrow, the rooftop restaurant atop the Moxie, has some of the most incredible views of St. Pete that you could ever want. They have some outdoor patio dining. They've got a wraparound bar outside, and then inside, you feel definitely big city inside. I had the snapper with bok choy and some edamame appetizer. Incredible, incredible. They've got mocktails. I just can't recommend it enough. It's definitely a special occasion, a visit. And get there soon, because I'm sure it's going to be a wait list to get in there. A couple other places coming soon: Pure Green Acai Bowls, expected in February, and then our public parking garage, where there are 400 new parking spaces for the district. You know, we're doubling in size here very, very quickly, and so to be able to get everybody there, no matter how they want to come, bus, cab, Uber, Lyft, bike, walk, fly, however you want to come to the district, we want to be able to get you there. So having those new parking spaces are going to be awesome. For drinks and dining, as I always say, eat local, drink local, spend local. Enjoy a meal out, so it can be sit down, I mean quick serve, takeout, or delivery. There are now 37 places to eat or drink in the EDGE. Quite incredible. And I wanted to talk about my favorite sandwiches today. So again, making myself hungry. The Flaming Hot at Sourdough Co. It's a chicken, cheddar, bacon, ranch with tomato, lettuce on jalapeno bread. And oh my gosh, is it super, super good. The Cuban sandwich at Bodega, award-winning. It's almost impossible not to get a Cuban when I go to Bodega because it's so good. Huge sandwich, and I just can't wrap up the second half. It's so good. I just eat the whole thing. Over at Ferg's, the Philly steak and Parm sub are like tied for me. It's really one of those left-right dilemma. But the Philly steak is just grilled perfectly, and the cheap melted cheese is, be careful not to burn your mouth. And the Parm sub also, Parmesan sub is fabulous. There is a wood-fired panini that is a meatball and mozzarella cheese at Bavaro's that is incredible. And sometimes I'll get it half of that in a half salad, but really, that's only at lunchtime. So you got to swing by Bavaro's at lunch for that. All the croissant sandwiches at the Moxie Bar and Lobby are just full of joy and just nice thick sandwiches. One of my favorite places to have a lunch, especially a little business lunch there in that area. Maybe not considered a sandwich, but the bowels, the bow buns, the duck, the pork, the hot chicken at Hawker's, kind of eat them like a sandwich, so I'm going to count them. And then last but not least, the Havana Rise at Copa. It's an open-faced Cuban sandwich. So fresh. Make sure, though, you eat it with somebody that you're friends with, because it is a little bit sloppy, but it's worth it. Worth it to grab some extra napkins. A little bit of did you know, the Edge District features nearly 30 cafe dining and drinking options. So one of the best places in Pinellas County and really in St. Pete as well for enjoying our awesome weather, being outdoors and being able to enjoy food and drink. You can bring your little furry friends along, make sure they're leashed and well-behaved. But the Edge is a very bike and pet friendly district. For shopping, it is the holidays. We've got some last-minute stuff to do. Shop small, shop for the holidays, shop for the community. Our local businesses are the core of St. Pete's economy, jobs, vibe, and identity especially. So get those local gift cards, restaurants, retail, service, entertainment. Kalamazoo Olive Company has got curated gift baskets already, so thank you to them for making my work easier. Or if you want to look good for the holidays, the Blow Dry Blow Bar, Floyd's 99 Barbershop, all of them just busy right now getting everybody in the holiday spirit. If you want some of that entertainment, Zubrick Holiday Spectacular continues to sell out. A few dates left to get some tickets. Grab those. And then after those holiday celebrations with family, I know folks sometimes need a drink. Maybe come out to Enigma, Ferg's, Bar Mezzo, Copa, No Vacancy, Grassroots. Just relax and have a drink with either family or friends. More entertainment for you. Look at St. Pete Axe and Ale at Ferg's, so you can get a little bit athletic. All the college and pro sports you could want at Ferg's. There's trivia, live music, DJs, drag, and more in the Edge District. And for the most part, there's no covers for any of this. So it's like free entertainment all over the district. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org. Have a very happy holiday.